Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program.
Now, no worries.
Looking at these so-called softer subjects, art education, drama, music, visual arts, why, in your opinion, are these still quite important, still quite vital in a high school education?
I think it's really important to recognise how that, we know the world's changing, the world of work's changing, and that the kinds of jobs that are continuing and where there's growth are those that are often about ideas, they're about people skills, they're about services, and these are the kinds of knowledges, skills, abilities that are often cultivated through the arts. And so if we actually want our kids to be workforce ready, the maths and sciences, they're going to take us so far. And for some people, yes, there's going to be career options in those areas. But for a lot of people, it actually is going to draw on those what maybe have been considered the soft skills previously, but they're actually essential skills.
Why is it that it's providing these kind of skills? Why is it that a lot of these subjects kind of get a bit of a bad rap, I think, from a lot of, certainly from a lot of political figures, a lot of bigger figures who sort of are quite dismissive of the arts at times, and from students themselves sometimes seeing them as a bit of a softer subject? Why is it getting a bad rap?
I think it's sometimes people don't appreciate the different ways that humans learn and the different ways that we express ideas and feelings and emotions, and that sometimes it might look like people are having fun and therefore it's not work, but in fact it is work. And I think there's some key things about the arts in that the arts often involve people actually working with others. So even art forms that you might think are very individual, like the visual arts, you actually do have to consult, collaborate. If you're going to mount an exhibition, you're in, consultation with lots of people to put your work out there. The arts are about also how we shape and express our ideas and feelings. And that's really important in this world, I think, more than ever before. And it's about also transforming information. So it's not just about replicating it and getting the answer right. It's about creating something different and new. So you're putting ideas together in new ways. You're shaping them up, you're creating something new, you're having to transform knowledge when you're creating arts products. And so they're the sorts of skills that people then can apply in different ways in the workplace. So they're really, as I said, these aren't optional skills, they're really essential skills.
So we're looking at sort of innovation, which, as you say, is very important in the modern workforce, but also those person-to-person skills. You might very well study a subject like maths or, physics, architecture and the like, and have these kind of really solid ideas, but communicating them person-to-person is where some people might lose out if they don't have these kind of, different sources of education.
Absolutely. And I guess there's different ways of looking at it as well. So, in the workplace, it might be that, you need to have those kinds of skills, even if you don't have them individually, you need to have them in your team. So you need to have those people who understand how to communicate ideas, how to shape them up, how to connect with people, and that making those connections is really important.
I will say, and I don't think we need another media outlet here at 2SER, which is kind of shaking the fist and going bloody millennials and they're doing all the wrong kinds of things. But certainly I would have to say I've noticed for a lot of younger people who maybe haven't been doing as much part-time or casual work, they tend to lose out on those kind of skills. Yet, they're obviously not doing that part-time or casual work generally to focus on their studies. So obviously this would be a really excellent way to get around that.
Yeah, well, I think to create any sort of art product, and whether that's a performance or whether it's an artwork, or it takes time and commitment. And so whether you're learning about that at school in an after-school program or through work, there's that sort of understanding that if you want to create something worthwhile, you have to commit to it. I think that's a really important understanding. And one of the things I think you notice with people, if you were one of those drama kids or you know them who do the after-school stuff and the weekends and that, they do understand that kind of discipline and the commitment that's required to make something worthwhile.
So just perhaps as a final point, Sue, would we be looking at a more varied education being a result of perhaps making some art subjects compulsory in year 11 or 12? You might have to do compulsory harder subjects, but you've got at least one compulsory art subject as well.
Now, I'd just like to pick you up on saying harder subjects and associating them with the maths and sciences because they all require hard learnings. It's just different kinds of learning.
Mm-hmm.
I guess our concern and the concern of a lot of artists and arts organisations and creatives is that the innovation agenda in Australia is often specifically associated with promoting the STEM subjects, the science, technology, engineering and maths. And often arts and creativity isn't part of that agenda. And a lot of the funded programs and initiatives in education are very focused on the STEM subject. So we would argue that, you know, the arts should be, you know, front and centre, in the middle there, because, in fact, to do well in these new and emerging domains, you do need those arts and creative sensibilities as well. So we'd certainly encourage students and parents to think about having an art subject in the mix and not to stream themselves necessarily and say, well, if you want to do well academically, you need to do all the maths and sciences. It's actually, you know, if you want to do well in the world, put an art subject in there as well.
Mm. Well, Sue, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Sean.